Humans screwed up the climate. Can robots help us adapt? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. On our series, How We Survive, we've been covering how tech can help us adapt to climate change. One thing we'll need to adapt to? More drought. Scientists say the risk of drought will rise fastest in places that are already dry, like the American West. And as water gets more scarce, we need to get better at conserving and reusing what we have. One place to start? Fixing old, leaky pipes. We have a lot of those. The American Society of Civil Engineers says the U.S. loses 2 trillion gallons of drinking water to leaks each year. It is a big problem, and reporter Daniel Ackerman has the story of one startup exploring a solution with robots.
3 utility workers huddle around a hole in the sidewalk in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The fire hydrant that usually caps the hole lies on the ground nearby. One worker holds up a small robot named Scout. It looks like 2 umbrellas stacked on top of each other, about a foot wide, exactly the right size to fit in the city's drinking water pipes.
Ready to drop it in?
Yes, yeah.
Do it.
They send the robot for a swim through the system. Scout disappears down the open pipe.
You want to put that top back on?
Scout flows with the water for a couple hundred yards underground, navigating the twists and turns of the pipe. Scout is on the lookout for leaks. Faulty pipes are a huge problem in the U.S. On average, for every 5 gallons of water that make it to your tap, a whole other gallon leaks out along the way. And it's surprisingly tough to pinpoint where an underground pipe has sprung a leak.
Every one of us is paying about $20 a year for the leaking water.
Yu Wu is the inventor of Scout the Robot and co-founder of Watchtower Robotics in Boston.
And if you accumulate up for the 300 million some people in the U.S., that's about $6 billion.
He worked on Scout's design for 4 years as a PhD student at MIT, with little success. But Wu says in 2015 he had a breakthrough, thanks to a failed move at a dance party.
I accidentally stepped on my partner's dress. As you can tell, the lady wasn't happy, and she instantaneously noticed it. And that was a moment of inspiration.
Every startup needs a founding story, right? Scout acts like the partner's dress. As the robot plumbs the pipes, its umbrella-like skirts get yanked by water draining through leaks. Scout logs the location of each tug. That tells utility crews where to dig to replace pipes. Wu says he's still tweaking the design.
We have been doing a lot more optimization, try to make it more reliable and more sensitive.
Scout isn't in mass production yet, but the robot is drawing attention from potential customers. Water managers in San Antonio, Texas, even Saudi Arabia, have flushed Scout through field tests. The technology is more attractive in places where water could get more scarce thanks to climate change, places like L.A.
Yes, Alvin Bautista. I'm engineering manager for Water Distribution Division of the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power.
Bautista says climate change plays a major role in how L.A. plans its water supply. California's record-setting drought has officially ended. But
who's to say what climate change will bring next year when we may have potentially very minimal snowpack?
LA loses about 5% of its water to leaky pipes. That's actually pretty good. But when the next big drought hits, when, not if, every drop will count. Bautista wants to get that leak rate even lower.
We have looked at several leak detection technologies. Most of the ones that we have looked at are acoustic-based.
Acoustic-based meaning microphones. Water makes a certain noise when it gurgles through a crack in the pipe. Bautista says the acoustic leak detectors generally work, but not so much when there's a lot of background noise. Turns out LA has traffic sometimes. LA has 7,000 miles of water pipes. Watchtower Robotics says it might cost $1,000 to $2,000 per mile of pipe inspected. That would be about $10 million for Scout to check LA's entire system, less for just a spot check of the oldest pipes. Bautista's not ready to sign a contract, but he says he'll keep tabs on the robot's development. And the technology is still developing. Back in Cambridge, Scout is having trouble rounding the turn to get back out of the pipes.
I think it hit the stem and then dropped back down.
We wait for Scout to resurface from an open fire hydrant nearby.
Hey, Rich, can you shut it all the way off and then turn it back on full again?
The robot gets unstuck.
There it is.
Scout shoots out of the open fire hydrant into the waiting hands of a utility worker.
Good catch.
Thank you.
Ready for another test, another day.
That's Daniel Ackerman reporting. He says once Scout the robot makes it out of the pipes in one piece, it sends its data to a centralized computer system. That lets utility workers map the leaks and target the problem pipes. And now for some related links. One technology that's not helping us adapt to climate change is YouTube. A German researcher published a report last month in the journal Frontiers in Communication. It found that most videos on YouTube related to climate change essentially deny climate change, or at a minimum, they go against the scientific consensus that humans have been the primary cause of global warming since the 1950s. The research said the videos often hijack scientific terms to make themselves seem more legitimate. In an analysis of some 200 videos found by searching anonymously for climate change, 16 of those videos denied human involvement in global warming patterns, and 91 of them were straight-up conspiracy theories. And the research found those videos had basically the same number of views as those that actually present the science accurately. You can read the research and the methodology at our website, marketplacetech.org. The Guardian did a story about the report and asked YouTube for comment. The company said it's been trying to prioritize credible information and point users away from conspiracy theories. Now, that German researcher, Dr. Joachim Allgaier, said he thought scientists should try to take YouTube more seriously as a platform for information, and even maybe try to get to know some big-name creators who can help combat misinformation online. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.